State employees can return as contract workers after they retire, but they must leave their jobs for 30 days before coming back and are able to collect a paycheck along with pension payments. Republican State Representative Steve Nass also chairs the Committee on Colleges and Universities. He says the case of UW-Green Bay's Vice Chancellor, Tom Mackey, illustrates why state policy must change. On Friday, the State Department of Employee Trust Funds found Mackey violated state policy by writing up a contract for his return to employment without waiting the 30 days.
He actually did up his own contract prior to his leaving the position he was in. Clearly against the law, and that's what employee trust funds have said, and it also breaks the IRS code.
Nass is calling for the firing of Chancellor Thomas Hardin and one of his assistants. The break in service, or double dipping as critics call it, applies to all state workers, not just university employees. David Giroux is a UW system spokesperson. He says 6,800 retired state workers are covered under the same policy, all the way from the local to the state level. Giroux says 800 of those are university employees, and only 31 work at UWGB.
I don't think it does anybody any good to start calling for resignations and looking for these kind of punitive reactions, when up until this point, people have long recognized that these rules were ambiguous and open to misinterpretation.
In a written statement, Chancellor Hardin says UWGB plans to appeal the ETF's ruling. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.